Welcome to Weekly Update with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about what happened in Harrisburg. This week we had a meeting of the House Environmental Resources and Energy Committee talking about orphaned and abandoned wells. What happened here? What did you hear?
Well, it's been a busy week in Harrisburg, and the committee held a public hearing this week talking about orphaned and abandoned wells. And the Democratic chairman of the House Environmental Resources and Energy Committee is pushing legislation that would increase well bonding requirements on conventional operators because he feels that that is necessary to prevent wells from more wells from becoming abandoned. But with testimony presented at the hearing by Arthur Stewart, owner of Cameron Energy Company in Warren County, he set the record straight about well bonding and the facts surrounding orphaned and abandoned wells, and the fact that orphaned and abandoned are often being lumped together, and they're actually two different things. There's a difference between an abandoned well and an orphan well. So Mr. Stewart was able to set the record straight and show that increased bonding does not have the desired effect, and including the fact that the DEP Acting Deputy Secretary for the Office of Oil and Gas Management testified that they have other tools to tackle the issue and don't necessarily need increased bonding. So the hearing was very informative, and the fact of the matter is we do not need increased bonding. However, the Democratic chairman has planned a voting meeting for next week to move the bill out of committee. So I will be firmly opposed to that bill.
Representative, another thing that happened in Harrisburg this week was in committee, the Democrats have moved some legislation that would be essentially gun control bills. What's going on here, and what do people need to be aware of?
Well, it's a very concerning situation with the House Democrats now in charge of the committees in the state House. It's no surprise that they've taken aim at our Second Amendment rights. Earlier this week, the House Judiciary Committee approved four gun control bills with all Democrats on the committee voting yes and all Republicans on the committee voting no. The bills would place additional restrictions on law-abiding firearms owners across the Commonwealth. I am firmly 100% opposed to these gun control bills, and they could be on the House floor this coming week for a vote, and I will be watching the situation very carefully because there are a number of amendments filed and, as I said, remain opposed to these gun control measures.
You are a fairly busy man this week, not only in Harrisburg, but back in the district as well. I understand that you met with the McKean County Conservation District. How did that go?
Well, this week has been designated as Conservation District Week across the Commonwealth, and it recognizes the great work of the 66 conservation districts. Had the opportunity to join the McKean County Conservation District at their annual legislative luncheon to talk about issues, to look at projects that they have completed in 2022, and to get a snapshot of some of their projects to be completed this year. In addition to that, we spoke about the 23-24 state budget that we're working on right now. We had an in-depth conversation about our work to combat invasive species, which is a problem all across the Commonwealth, and then discussions about the 2023 Farm Bill at the federal level. So always a great opportunity to talk about the work of the Conservation District and really the fact that we need to all work together, all levels of government, to support the great work that they do.
And finally, Representative, I understand that a local senior center is celebrating an anniversary. What do you have to say?
I want to wish all the members of the Greater Bradford Senior Activity Center congratulations on their 50th anniversary. They do so much to help seniors in our region, and I congratulate them on this milestone.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.